So right now, in general, how do you approach first-line therapy metastatic colon cancer?
I usually use either a backbone of FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, and usually use bevacizumab as my first line.
Which is what most people are doing.
Yes. We know some patients will benefit more from FOLFIRI and some patients will benefit more from FOLFOX, and that will be true for cetuximab and it will be true for bevacizumab. We actually looked into mechanism of resistance to bevacizumab because there must be, because we know this agent has by itself very little activity. It needs chemotherapy to really be cytotoxic effective. So we looked, are there actually evidences for mechanism of resistance? Because we all think this is just a slam dunk. And again, we went back to the animal models. What do we know from animal models? And you can learn quite a lot. So when you look in different models where you, for example, knock out VEGF, you would think a tumor would be not able to maintain angiogenesis. And that is not true. There are pathways which are independent of VEGF which can sustain angiogenesis. These pathways include interleukin-8. These pathways include adrenomedulin. Now, there are actually very interesting data in vitro and vivo. Then you use antibody, for example, with interleukin-8, you have an anti-angiogenic effect. And when you combine it with bevacizumab, you have significant synergism. So we looked into a clinical trial, not in colon, because you cannot do Avastin as a single agent. We looked in ovarian cancer, treated with bevacizumab and low-dose cyclophosphamide, the metronomic way, and looked for, can we identify patients who respond more likely from bevacizumab and cyclophosphamide? And one of the strongest marker, and we could predict response, was interleukin-8 and interleukin-8 chemoreceptor 2. Now, do I say this marker can be used now in the clinical practice and we check it and we give it? No. But it's for the first time an establishment of a mechanism of angiogenesis independent of VEGF, making some efforts possible to maybe look more carefully into the mechanism of resistance, potentially combine it with interleukin-8 antibodies in this patient population. And then look what tumors do have high levels of interleukin-8 as a potential mechanism. Now, the most recent study using bevacizumab in pancreas cancer in combination with gemcitabine was negative. Now, when you look at interleukin-8 and pancreas cancer, you know there is a significant upregulation of interleukin-8 in this disease. Now, I'm not saying this is the reason, but it's certainly an interesting hypothesis to think that maybe interleukin-8 plays a role in the efficacy of bevacizumab treatment.